We continue our learning. We are in Ervin Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Pamachas lo nichnasu lanamol ad shechashecha. Another story. These same four rabbis of the previous Mishnah, who were traveling on a boat, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Akiva. So the case was that the boat arrived on Friday night, not a few minutes into Shabbos. The Shabbos had already begun. And the question that we have to ask is whether or not the boat was within the 2,000 amos of the city before Shabbos had set in. If that were the case, then we could say that the tchum that they have is that of the city, because they were within the city's limits, within the 2,000 amos, and then they could walk from the boat into the city and 2,000 beyond amos beyond the city. They could traverse the entire city. So they weren't sure. So Amru la Rabbi Gamliel, ma anu le'reid? Can we go down off the boat and can we traverse the entire city? Were we within the 2,000 amos? Amru lahen, mutar matem, yes, you can get off the boat and you can be like one of the members of the city. Why? Shekvar hayisi mistakel, I was looking from a distance. V'hayinu b'sochat tchum ad shaloch hashecha. And I can tell you that we'd already entered the tchum, we'd already entered the 2,000 amos of the shore, before even it got dark. How did he know this? So the Gemara says that he had, not really a telescope, but he had, Bar Tanura says, b'shvoferes shel kaneh cholul. He had, Gamliel had some type of tube which was set to see a distance of 2,000 amos and no more. He was able to use it, and this way he was able to tell how far they were from the shore before Shabbos. Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Misha Yatza Vershus. So someone left the tchum. He had every right to leave the tchum. He had seen, let's say, the new moon, and he's allowed to go as a Mishnayis in Rosh Hashanah. He went to go to the base, and he's allowed to leave the tchum. Or he left to rescue a person. Someone was there to save someone's life. So va'amru lo, when they said to him, kvar nasa maisa. No, the maisa was already done. People already testified about that they saw the new moon, or the person was already saved. Yesh lo alpayim amalachol ruach. That person now has, from the place where he is right now, he has 2,000 amos. Now, that is a leniency that we give the person because he left with permission. Generally speaking, we know that a person should only have dalet amos. In fact, the Mishnais in Rosh Hashanah tell us that very halacha, that although we award him now the full tchum, wherever his new location is, that was not originally what happened. He really should have dalet amos. And originally, what happened, the witnesses, when they did leave their tchum to testify about the new moon, they were not allowed to leave. And there was a chatzar called Beis Yazik that they used to gather in. And Rav Gamliel Hazakin then made a special takana that in order to continue to encourage people to come, or not discourage them from coming to testify about the new moon, so this way we gave them 2,000 amos in every direction from, even though they had left their tchum. And then the Mishnah says, U'im haya b'socha tchum, if the person was traveling, but he still remained within his tchum, kilu lo yata, it's like he hasn't left, and he's able to continue to traverse the area within the city where he started. Now, this should be obvious to us, because if a person hasn't left, he's still within his tchum. Of course, he's still one of the members of the city and is able to go 2,000 amos in either direction from the city. So the Gemara explains that the chiddush of the Mishnah is where they're overlapped. The Bar Tanura says, Hachikamar, im hayu osan alpayim ama hanesuno slolachol ruach mimakom shenem arlo. So those 2,000 amos in each direction, so are nichnas. Meaning those 2,000 amos are now, they enter and they overlap. So it means like this. If a person left the tchum, aha, but his new tchum now, wherever his new tchum is now overlapped a little bit in his old tchum. He's able to leave that new tchum and go to the old tchum, and he's considered one of the people of his old city. That's the chiddush of the phrase, im hayo besocha tchum, hilo lo yatza. And then the Mishnah concludes, shekol hayotzim lahatzil chozrin lemkoman. All those who go out to save, to rescue, are able to return to their place. Now, we haven't mentioned anything about returning to your place. We've mentioned you have 2,000 amos. What does it mean to return to your place? So some learn the Mishnah that it's not shekel, but rather vikol, meaning another halacha. If you're going out to save someone, in order to encourage people to continue to save someone's life, we allow you to return. These are the questions about going out on a call to save someone's life and to return. Is a person permitted to return home as well? Are we able to do malacha in order to take the ambulance back, even if it's not necessarily needed, back in the base in order to take another call? Different questions really based on this phrase. However, there are those who claim, our Tanura quotes this position based on the Gemara, that this phrase, shekol ayotzim, is really not related completely to what we said before. It means that the same way we were lenient, we weren't allowing people to return to their place in the previous halacha, but there is a comparison between the two. Meaning, the same way we said that a person, we give person an extra 2,000 amos, and if there's overlap, we allow person lenient to go back to his old chum because there's an overlap. There's another kula, and that kula is, and by Tudor quotes, b'chol ayotz. Someone goes out of the tchum in order to save people from bandits or from non-Jews or from a collapsed building. Since they had the right to leave, we allow them to return. And here's the bigger chiddush: they can even come back with their weapons. And they don't have to leave their weapons where they are. So they were lenient in this case as well. So even though they're returning, maybe they're going to spend the rest of the Shabbos in wherever they're going to be, they're able to bring back, even though this is maybe unnecessary carrying in a Rosh Hashanah or a Carmelist, we allow them to return. In fact, the Gemara says on Ben Hey Amad Aleph that this halacha was instituted because of something, unfortunately, that had happened. First, they would say people coming back from saving people in war or in battle, saving people from the enemy, they would tell them to leave. They would leave their weapons in the first house near the walls of the city and not continue carrying with them. When the enemy saw them do this, so they pursue them. So then they decide, okay, and then what happened was the Jews entered a house or something to get their weapons, and the enemy came after them, and because there was so much panic, the Jews, maybe we may remember this when it came to the sandal hamasumar, a similar idea, that sandal which we don't allow a person to wear on Shabbos because of what had happened. Similar thing here, many of the people were killed, unfortunately, and many Jews killed Jews more than the enemy did because of this concern. So they made a decree that you're able to come all the way back with your weapons. You don't have to leave them in any particular place. And that is the chiddush of the last line in the Mishnah, shekol ayotzim lahatzil, chozin lemkomim, they can return to their place, and they can bring their weapons all the way back with them.